We're back.
Hey.
Hey. Better late than never. That's what I always say.
I'm glad we're here. You know, we've been pretty consistent with doing episodes.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if it's like on the same day or not, but
no, we definitely put out an episode every once in a while, for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, every once in a while. It sounds like you're mid-dinner right now, actually.
Oh, I am.
Which is, there's no better time to eat dinner than when you're recording a League of Legends podcast.
I agree. I'm not going to chew directly into it. I don't know. How do you feel about people, like, when they are eating during, like, a YouTube video, a Twitch stream, a podcast, even?
I've never heard anyone eat during a podcast. At least not, like, you know, like, I'm trying to think of how I can say it. Like, they've never, like, purposefully expose themselves as eating during a podcast. So let's say if I'm listening to something, but I don't see what I'm listening to.
Yeah.
Like they might be eating and they might accidentally talk with their mouth full. And then it's like, oh.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, like a Twitch streamer who's like just fucking like sitting there eating and watching something. If they're eating and talking, I don't, it doesn't bother me. I don't know.
However, what does bother me.
Yeah.
Is the ASMR eating. That is the most horrific shit ever.
It's strange. Mm-hmm. It's a weird shit.
I really think that that ASMR is like, for some people, a very arousing thing. And I don't.
Does it arouse you?
At all.
Oh no, you don't. You don't get it. No. Yeah. No. We're good. You answered the question.
Oh, we're good? We were going to have a problem if not?
No. It's just you answered the question like as I was asking it, so now we're okay.
No.
If you did say yes, we were going to have to get into physical altercation, though, I'm pretty sure. I would have swung on you probably the next time I saw you. If not, I would have came to your house. I would have found it somehow. I don't know where you live exactly, but I would have found it.
Nah, and I would have that's fine. I would appreciate you coming over.
Hey, okay. Is that an invite?
You said, wait.
But no, I don't have, you know, if that's what gets you going is some just fucking whatever Danny's doing right now, by all means, you know?
Mm-mm.
No
way.
I'm not saying you.
Not bad.
I heard some, you know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah, that's my fault.
No, it's okay. The listener and myself, Ben, we all understand, you know?
Ben is the funniest with that shit.
But does he eat a lot? Well, I mean, like is he a vocal eater?
No, he just like talks shit if I ever do.
That's pretty funny.
It's really funny.
I'm on the clock, man. Not only is Danny eating while we're recording this, but I am also doing a fantasy football draft right now.
Big. Is it a big money one or is it just
No, this one's nothing. This one's for fun. And it's also got like 16,000 rounds.
Holy shit. How many people are in it?
I think it's 10. And I'm like pick 6 on the board, so it's snake draft, so it keeps coming back to me.
Yeah. Are all fantasy drafts like that? I only ask because you know.
I think they are all snake draft. Yeah, I think you
as my drafting coach. What do they call someone who like writes lyrics for a rapper? What do they call him, a ghostwriter?
Ghostwriter? I'm a ghost drafter.
Yes.
That's me.
You're the guy behind the scenes.
I'm the guy behind the scenes.
Really, really making the money moves.
Yep. Potentially. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It could be shitty. We don't know.
So I feel like if I win this whole thing,
yeah.
Obviously, I got to give you, you know, a little fee.
You know, I wasn't gonna say anything, but I was hoping you were gonna, you know, like.
Yeah. If I win this shit, it's like you're managing it, you're doing the
I'm
whole
doing
thing,
the
and
entire
I win.
Thing.
Yeah, like I gotta give you a piece, though.
I win. Mm-hmm. You don't win.
Exactly.
You are the brain. You're the face of the operation, right? I'm the brain.
Yeah, you're the brains behind the operation.
Yeah, exactly. Just to clarify, I in case anyone doesn't understand, I am drafting. I'm basically managing a fantasy football league for Danny. Because he doesn't know anything about football. And I mean, not to brag or anything. Not to brag, right? But I mean, I have
one. Let's take a step back real quick.
Yeah, let's take a step back.
I do know things about football.
Oh yeah,
I know
what's how a football touchdown? Is played. Huh? What's a touchdown, Danny?
That's when they kick
it, right
it
now.
Into the net.
Yep, you got it. Never mind. He doesn't even need me.
I know how the game of football is played, but
right.
I'm not familiar with the players.
There it is.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
So you can't say I don't know about football. I don't know about the players of Fair. Football.
Yeah, he doesn't know football or the players of football or one of those mm-hmm. two.
So you were bragging?
Huh? I mean, not to brag, but I mean, I have won two straight leagues. I mean, it's right. nothing too impressive. I mean, it's whatever, you know. Neither here
he's,
nor there.
He's
I'm a humble guy.
He's generational.
I am, of course, I'm generational. They already know that.
Socials.
Shout them out, Dan. Or are you eating? You want me to do them? Is that why you said it?
Twitter. Losers Q Pod.
Yep, that's us.
Spotify. Apple Podcasts. Apple Music. Stay the
Album
line,
Album soon.
Matt. There it is.
Album soon. It's coming.
What else? What else is there? Sads, Mads, Glads.
Bads. LosersQPodcast@gmail.com.
Speed. Let's see. Is that it? Did we hit it? MySpace. How could we forget
MySpace.
That?
Yeah, don't forget the MySpace, please. That's important.
We got there.
Not a very busy week in League of Legends.
I know. We could have probably almost taken an off week. Because it felt like these two series didn't matter. They didn't have a lot of weight on them, it didn't feel like, you know?
You know, technically they did, because I think both of them were qualifiers for the World Championship. So,
mm-hmm.
Technically, like, they're all guaranteed, or at least one team is guaranteed to play against Golden Guardians.
mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's like pseudo worlds. They're playing in Korea. It's worlds, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a trip to Korea at the very least.
True.
Yeah. So that being said, I think,
Okay, wait.
Hit me with it.
Okay. The four seed that loses.
Yeah.
The NA versus EU, extravaganza.
Yep.
Did that team who lost technically, like, qualify for Worlds?
No, I would say no.
I guess in Riot's terms, like, in Riot's eyes, do they qualify for Worlds?
I don't think so. I don't think you've officially qualified until there's a winner between GG and whoever they play mm-hmm. against.
And 4-seed LEC.
Exactly.
Which I have no clue when we find that out.
This weekend, I think.
Probably in a couple months or something.
No, it's, yeah. 2 months from now, we find out. It's this weekend that we find out, finally.
Good.
Yeah, I'm glad it's finally happening, honestly.
Is it? Let's see.
Yeah, there's like two best of fives this weekend, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, there are. Team.
I'll have to look at it again to see exactly what it is. Did you watch those games, or did you not watch those games?
I didn't.
Yeah, you know.
I was going to, and then I was like, I don't know, man. People are saying, who the fuck cares? And I was like, all right, yeah, fuck that.
You're like, you're right, who the fuck cares? I watched at least a little bit enough to form an opinion on what I saw. Mm-hmm. So I watched Excel versus Fnatic. This one went five games. Fnatic wind up winning it. None of the games had really anything to stand out, or that was, like, stand out.
Just, like, stomps. All games?
It kind of felt that way. None of the games felt, mm-hmm. like, super close.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on the clock again.
Nah, that's fine.
But honestly, I really think that the drafting was XL's weak point the entire series. They kept banning Xayah and Renekton, which I feel like on this patch, Xayah is not, like, crazy strong, and Renekton is always just kind of, like, one of those champions where, like, if it gets through, it gets through. At least, not always one of those champions, but it feels like right now, especially, he is one of those champions.
Yeah.
The patch that they're playing on. And the XL just did not want to play against it. Mm-hmm. So, they were basically just constantly banning those champions. And
yes.
I thought it was very strange.
Oh, so I do know. So, after the outcome of this game, maybe during the game.
Oscarin or whatever?
Yes.
Hand injury? He's out.
Mm-hmm. Guess who's in?
Wonder.
G2 Wonder.
They pulled him off the Baldur's Gate 3 grind and right onto the Rift.
He said, all right, we have to win so we can go to Worlds, all right?
We have to win so we can go to Worlds and so that I can get back on Baldur's Gate.
Uh-huh. Balls on the gate.
Yep. Baldur Gate, I hardly know her.
I've been debating getting that game, but it would I fear as though it would take over my life, and it's too nice out to have that happen.
Yeah, I don't think you're as committed of a gamer as you think you are, so I think you'd just waste money on it if we're being real.
What do you mean? I have no idea.
You just aren't there anymore, Dan. It's okay. It's okay.
Well, wait, what do you mean waste money? How do you waste money?
If you don't play it, it's a waste of money.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
true.
I mean, yeah.
True. Yeah. I play a lot of the games in my Steam library.
I'm back on the clock already, man. How does this keep happening to me?
Are people just like auto fucking?
They're auto fucking? No, actually, everyone. There was like 4 people on auto pick. Now there's like no one.
Huh.
It's like I look away from my phone and suddenly, boom, I'm back.
Huh.
I can't lie to you. There's some horrendous picks being made around me. I'm a big fan of this.
Not you. Ooh,
no,
also.
Not me. Come on.
Also, if Excel had you
in
helping
the
draft.
Yeah, we would have won. Me and Excel at the bare minimum were playing against GG if I was drafted. That's all I'm gonna say.
Correct.
bare
minimum.
So so BDS versus SK, I didn't watch, but it was a 3-0 for BDS. So that sets up BDS versus Fnatic. And I could not care less about this best of 5 that's coming up.
Who you got winning?
I don't care. But you know what? It's inevitable, so G2 Fnatic is going to happen. Fnatic's going to win.
Yeah,
this.
But Mad Lions is there, too.
Yeah, that's fine. You think Mad Lions is beating G2 Esports? They will lose to G2. G2 will
I don't know,
the
man.
Finals.
They find a way.
Nope, they don't. They're already in Worlds. They've already secured their spot. So Mad will then lose to Fnatic, and then Fnatic G2 in the final, and I'm going to fucking blow my brains out instead of watching the game because I do not care. I'm just sick of it, you know? I don't want
to
see G2
okay,
versus
to make,
Fnatic.
To make a quick parallel, how do we feel about T1 versus Gen G then? The Eastern version of G2 versus Fnatic.
I don't feel as if it's that way. I think it's just been the last year and a half, whereas like G2 Fnatic has been like Europe's staple for like 5 years.
Correct,
I mean,
yeah.
I would say less. It has been that way less for the last like 2 years, whereas now T1 Gen G has been that for the last 2 years, which is fine, you know.
Yeah,
it's a higher quality product, so I think it's more entertaining.
Yeah, I guess you got a good point.
I don't feel the casters blow it out of proportion like the LEC casters do. They always make some narrative about G2 Esports versus Fnatic and the history of it, and I could not give a fuck. Because most of the players that were a part of those rivalries don't even play for these teams anymore. It's like just Caps. It's just him. There's no Hilly. There's no Reckless. There's no Yankos. There's no Perks. It's just Caps. There's one person in this storyline still that they're trying to fake create. It's whack. It's dumb. Get rid of it. The narrative. It's over. Let it
die. It's a story about orgs, Matt. Come on.
No. So anyways, with that being said, LEC will be wrapped up around this time next year.
Correct.
And I could not care any less. I've seen a lot of people actually complaining about the format now for LEC. Whereas I feel in the beginning of the year, it was like the opposite. People were like, yeah, let's go. This format's good. And now it's like, what are we doing here? We've been in the LEC final for like 6 weeks. How are we still here? How is there not a champion?
Yeah, I think the break in between, like, they just got to play.
Absolutely.
That's it.
It's so strange that they're in this predicament. Sorry, back on the clock.
No, you're good. I understand why people are like, oh, the format sucks. Like, this takes forever, whatever. But, like, if they just kept playing and they were done, you know, they didn't take a 3-week fucking break, then it'd be fine.
Actually.
I don't know.
It, yeah, it's very not. So my team name in this league is once again Njigba's in Paris.
That's so good.
I feel as if I should be picking Jaxon Smith-Njigba once again, even though I think he could be there if I wait. What do you think, Dan? Do I take the chance?
How much time do you have?
I have like 15 seconds before I need to make the pick.
I mean, do you have any other options?
He makes it to me. I have plenty of, he makes it to me.
Okay.
The only way he doesn't make it to me is if someone takes him out of spite. Someone sees my name and is like, I'm going to take it from him.
Yeah.
That's the only way he doesn't make it to me.
It's like when you see a one trick in League of Legends.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, fuck this
guy. I'm picking or banning that champion.
Exactly. Not that it like needs to be on my team, you know? Like I don't care if he's on my team. It'd be funny because that's like the team name, but
yeah.
If he's not, so be it, you know?
I think it would really, you know, bring the team together.
It would. It would absolutely bring the team together.
Yeah. It's kind of like the cherry on top.
Correct. I would agree. There's a very real possibility I don't take him on this go-around, too. It's coming around to me, and there's another player I want that's available.
I say go with whatever your gut says, Matt. As my ghost drafter...
You trust the pick, huh?
I will trust anything that you do when it comes
to
drafting for fantasy football.
Very cool.
And managing the fantasy football team.
Thanks for the belief, Dan.
Now, anything outside of that, we got some discussion.
Yeah, no, fair enough. That's understandable. I question most of what I'm doing too. So.
Wow, we've already talked about all the league. That's crazy.
I figured I would kind of go over the teams qualified, just in case.
Yeah. I was thinking the same because a lot of them got finalized. You know, when LEC wasn't playing.
Yeah. So I mean, I think we've already kind of discussed. I'll just go over NA real quick. We've got, obviously, NRG 1 seed, Cloud9 2 seed, Team Liquid 3 seed, and Golden Guardians hoping to beat someone from Europe whenever they finish their regional final. They'll find out their opponent this weekend, so that's good. LEC, the top three, we could just predict this, but it's probably going to be G2, Mad, Fnatic, in my opinion. I think G2 and Mad are, at the very least, they're locked for 1 and 3.
So,
and then Fnatic and BDS are fighting for third seed.
Okay. So then, where are the teams that can only get fourth seed?
BDS and Fnatic.
Okay, so between this next bracket semifinal.
Yes.
Okay.
So maybe I will watch that. Let's have a prediction, Dan. Who do we got? Who do we got winning this one? I already said mine. I think I've got Fnatic winning this one.
Let me take a look at the rosters. Like,
you don't know these teams by now?
I do.
It's kind of crazy that you're just full on eating this entire time.
I know. I was so hungry.
It's something. I can't lie to you.
Today?
Yeah.
It felt like, okay, I worked like nine and a half hours today, and it felt like I worked like 100. I was like, holy shit. I am dying, but I was like, you know how, you know, people say they work 8 hours, but, you know, like, 2 of those hours, they're just, like, fucking around or talking to somebody or, like, on their phone.
Right.
Mine was full work the whole time.
Just an update. One pick away, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is still on the clock, or he's still on the board. So, if this guy takes him before it gets back to me, it's personal. It has
This isn't live, right?
This is a live draft. Oh, you mean...
No. The podcast.
No, it never is, Dan. You're on.
No one else is hearing it?
No, not to my knowledge.
This guy's tapped in.
He knows. he's listening right now. He's still there. It's an easy pick for me. Love to see that. I was going to say.
So, wait, you went 2 rounds without picking him?
Yeah. 2 straight rounds.
And then you got him. You're nuts,
made
bro.
It back to me. I'm just fortunate, you know.
He was probably looking for like Clay Matthews.
There it is. There's the extent of Dan's player knowledge.
Is Clay Matthews retired?
Yep.
Yeah, see, a lot of the...
Has been for a while, I think.
Say, a lot of the players that I knew, they're all, like, retired now, so...
Fair. I was going to say something. Oh, I was going to say something in relation to you eating while we were recording, and I was thinking it's going to make it really easy to name the episode, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna help with the name of the episode. But anyways, back to the matter at hand, the teams qualified for Worlds. We're moving past Europe, which will probably never finish the qualifying stuff. We have LCK, which is, once again, I think we talked about this already, but it was Gen.G first seed, T1 second seed. I don't know if this was confirmed last time we talked, but KT Rollster is the third seed, and D plus Kia is the final team to qualify for Worlds. No shock. Mm-hmm. And then LPL, JDG.
DRX not doing it.
DRX not doing it. LNG Esports and Weibo Gaming is the fourth seed. Nice. And then PCS, the 1 and 2 seed, are PSG Talon and CTBC Flying Oyster.
Wow, the same two teams?
The four teams in contention for the VCS are Gigabyte Marines, is that what it is? Gam Esports? Mm-hmm. I think that's it. Team that's Wales, correct. Saigon Buffaloes, and Team Secret.
Who you want?
I'd like to see the Buffaloes and Team Wales.
Wales.
Also, it's the Fongvu Buffaloes. My bad, I misspoke.
Nah, you're right.
CB Lowell, one team may make it. It's whatever the split champion is. It's between Pain Gaming and Loud. LJL, guess what team came from the LJL, Dan?
DFM.
Yes, that's correct. I've never seen another team come from this region.
It's a one-region team.
It's a one-region team.
And they're not very one team they're region. Not that good.
Sorry, back on the clock. I don't know. I'm thinking going running back here, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
Wow.
Some good players left.
This food is delicious.
That's nice.
My girlfriend got some hummus. This shit is busting.
Not a big hummus guy. The LLA Latin America team. It is the Movie Star Riders or Movie Star R7.
Who?
Movie Star R7. I think it's. Just-
oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's it. That's R7, all the teams qualified so far.
Nice.
And then the last team to qualify will officially be the winner of GG and what I predict will be BDS, but who knows.
Yeah. Yeah. Who do you think wins that?
I'd like to think Gold if it's BDS, I think Golden Guardians. If for some reason Fnatic loses, I think they look like a more complete team than Golden Guardians did the last time I watched them play, so I could see that being a win for Fnatic, but also who knows? I think that Fnatic's gonna have less time to prepare than Golden Guardians technically. Maybe in theory they have more time because they've known they're playing Golden Guardians for like 6 weeks now. But
true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Golden Guardians can win if it's BDS, and if it's Fnatic, it might be a bit harder.
Yeah. Yeah, I would really like to see GG make it into the fucking.
Me too.
What you call it?
I think when they play well, they're a really exciting team, and I think that they have a pretty high ceiling. So, plus, it would mean that North America is better than Europe. So,
okay.
that's what it means. So, we hope that it happens because we're from America.
America.
Yep. What else? What else we got, Dan? You got anything else?
I thought we had something, but we're gonna shift to Gatorade.
Important stuff. Yeah, never mind. Important stuff. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. So you asked me a question or not a question. You came up with the top five option earlier.
We were discussing a top five.
We were discussing option. A top five.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came up. We couldn't think of one. So Dan asked me a top five Gatorade flavors. And I was like, listen, if I'm being real, there's four that I like. And I didn't list off the flavors for one. I think that's very important to say. I listed them by color. Now, I do know the flavors, but I'm going to only list them by color in this video.
No. I mean, that's usually how it goes.
So, we've got the red. And red. This is no particular order, right?
Okay.
Then we got yellow.
Okay.
Then we got orange.
Okay.
And we have white.
Yeah. Okay.
You have recoiled at that one.
All
big,
right.
Not a big white guy, huh?
All right.
Not a white guy, are we, Dan?
Nah, fuck the whites.
Real.
I'm white, by the way. Check
real.
The Twitter.
Also real. Can, check the Twitter.
I can prove it. All right, red.
What?
Let's start with red.
Sure, let's start with red.
Red is...
consistent.
All right, hold up. Wait. I said I want to start at red. I think I want to do the whole list as a whole. The list as a whole.
Yeah.
First of all, you have an easy five. Easy five.
I don't know. I don't. What do you mean five?
You have an easy fifth. Like.
What's an easy fifth? I don't.
Blue.
Oh, I don't like blue.
You don't fuck with blue?
I don't fuck with blue. I really am not a fan of blue. I can't lie to you.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone who doesn't fuck with blue.
It's me. I don't fuck with blue.
I understand it's you, it's,
yeah,
but...
you just met me. I do not like the blue one. You know, I'm not... Period. Blueberry doesn't hit. It doesn't. Anything blueberry... I'm not a big berry flavor guy.
Berry.
Not a fan of it. The show berry, good. Actual berries, not good. That's my take. So, saying I have an easy number five... You're just assuming that I like a certain color. That's fucked up.
I think... I guess I've never met another human who doesn't like blue.
Are we talking... Now, we should clarify. Blue Gatorade?
Cool Blue.
Cool Blue. Is that the official name?
Okay. That is the official. Mm-hmm.
Don't like it. It's not good. I don't know what it is.
I have to know. I don't know.
I can't drink
that. Okay. I can't believe that you can say yellow is better than blue.
It is. It's more refreshing. The lemon lime? Yeah.
Is the worst,
it
man.
Hits.
It's so bad.
It's so good. Holy shit.
So
You're
bad.
You're crazy, bro. It's literally the best one. Probably. I don't know. Orange be hidden sometimes, too.
How does orange beat blue?
White beats blue, quite frankly. They all clear blue out of the fucking room.
No shot.
It is not even close.
Okay, listen. Mine goes... My number one is kind of... I guess I'll say my number one to compare to yours.
Let me hear it.
So my number one is Grape Fierce. My number two, blue. Number three, red. Easy. And now I'm realizing I only have three, so how am I talking all this shit when I...
Exactly. You just don't have an experienced palate like
right.
I do. See,
okay, then,
with,
so...
Someone with a vast variety such as myself...
So then if I have...
extra color...
So okay. Then if I have to drink yeah. other Gatorades, I'd probably say... Orange.
It hits.
Oh, no. They have like a light blue one. I'm gonna hit the light blue one.
Is that cheating? I feel like that's like it's like cheating. It's like the blue one, but not the same. I don't know. I feel like that's cheating. I'm stuttering because I think it's cheating. Danny, did you die?
Hello?
They got Danny. Oh, he's back.
Hello?
Hey, Dan.
Is my shit lagging?
No, it's fine.
Yeah, I think I was lagging.
That's all right.
The T1 stream I got on was lagging too, so. Okay, so you don't think light blue is a fine option?
I don't think it's fair if you have regular blue already. You know what I mean?
But what if I mean they're two different flavors?
Are they?
According to Gatorade, the company that makes it, yes.
Okay, you know what? If Gatorade is claiming that they're two different flavors.
Yeah.
That's fine. We can go with that. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
That's all right.
And then probably like orange.
I'm not picking a fifth.
If all those other four flavors are gone and I have to drink
that's the one
a Gatorade, gun to my head, you gotta drink this Gatorade, bro. And then they pull out an orange, I'm like, all right, that's fine.
Okay. Fair enough.
So, fair enough.
You know what? I can respect like the blue. You know, I get it. Mm-hmm. I personally don't think it's very good.
Also, the heritage that comes with blue.
The heritage?
Yeah.
What does that even fucking mean?
The history that blue has.
What the fuck is the history?
Well, it's like the first or second ever flavor.
So?
The heritage.
What's the first flavor? Let's look it up. Is it lemon lime?
I swear to God, if it's fucking yellow, I'm killing myself.
Let me look it up. What's the first Gatorade color? That's the second thing behind flavor. So Gatorade under two flavor variants. Actually, Dan, the first two flavors are lemon lime and orange.
Well,
you lost.
No,
there's no heritage.
My kids have heritage.
I have the heritage. You have nothing. You have lies.
Whoa.
You fabricated all of your truth.
I tried to.
you tried to rewrite history. You tried to force blue Gatorade into the history books.
Oh, man.
They're not like that, Dan.
You know, I'm a big water guy.
Same. I don't drink Gatorade at all lately.
I'm a Gatorade would hit right now.
Yeah, I mean, talking about it, if one was in my fridge right now, it would be gone right now.
you'd be slurping on it right now.
I would
now.
Leave in the middle of the podcast to go grab said Gatorade.
I would have already left. I'd be slurping.
Solid drinking sound effect.
That's the ASMR I was trying to not go for, and look at what I've done.
Look at what
I've become.
Nasty business. You're just like the ASMRers.
It's crazy that that red and blue
aren't the originals.
Aren't the originals?
Why is that crazy to you?
Because they beat out the original flavors that are supposed to have heritage.
No, these flavors do have heritage. What? Let me look at what's.
Yeah,
the,
yeah. They beat out the flavors that have heritage.
The most common Gatorade for sports teams. That's what I'm wondering.
Here, wait. Okay.
I'm looking it up, Dan. You don't need to.
Most popular Gatorade flavor. Oh fuck! I don't know if I can believe this site.
What does it say?
I don't know if I can like. I just don't know if this is the site that I should believe, no matter what it says.
It seems like the Cool Blue is the most popular Gatorade
for
sports teams.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is, huh? Why would that be?
I don't know, but the CT-ridden or CTE-ridden NFL players liking this stuff does not surprise me. Their brains are basically mush. So,
okay, Yahoo Finance. Cool Blue is officially the most popular flavor, and we're kind of shocked. Shut up.
I'm shocked too. It's gross.
This was in 2020. This is 3 years old. This is, if you're doing
a
research
little,
paper on Gatorade flavors,
like
you could use
drink.
This.
Let's be real. You could use okay? this. When you think of like what a kid wants to drink, they're like, give me the blue one.
Yeah, because blue good.
No, because they're six,
I love me
bro.
Some blue.
It's because they're six. Their brain sees blue. They're like, that's the same color as the sky. I like the sky. Me drink. I'm not even kidding. That's dead ass probably how it works.
Food guys.
Is Let's that us? See. Are we food guys? One pick away.
What is Gatorade? Gatorade Zero sucks.
It's just like Diet Gatorade, isn't it?
Yeah. I want the regular Gatorade, food guys. Wait, foods guy.
How many more fucking picks do I have, bro? I feel like I've been in this draft. I've literally been in this draft room for almost an hour. I don't know
how many players.
It's quite a few. It's a super league. So normally you only start one quarterback. We start two. We have like four wideout spots.
Mm-hmm.
Like It's three wideout spots, two running back spots, and then a flex for a wide receiver, or running back. And
got it.
I think it's one tight end spot. I hope it's only one because I only picked one. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh, it's two tight ends.
You're fucked.
We lost. Oh, and then it's
a wide receiver. Don't need him.
So no, I do need one. I'm picking one right now. That's a good pick. I'm okay with this pick.
Sick. All right, I've kind of run out of things, and I'm.
I've got something to say.
Thoroughly craving a Gatorade.
There's a player whose name is Will Disley. I don't know why this is just funny to me.
Uh-huh.
Will Disley.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's all.
Full stop.
That's it. I've got nothing. I thought it was funny. Reading it, yeah. I was like, silly.
No, that's pretty. That is pretty silly.
Without like seeing like the full thing, it's just W Disley.
W
Disley.
W.
I find that funny.
All right. I think we wasted enough of the people's time. I think that the listener has made it to work by now. I think that they have completed whatever tasks they were doing. What else, Matt? Help me. There's got to be more.
They are dead.
Finished mowing the lawn.
They died. If they were driving, they are no longer alive. They were hit and killed.
Wow. Jesus.
It's morbid, but, you know, it could happen.
All right. You heard it here, folks. Or you didn't.
Or they were shot.
Because of what Matt said.
Jesus. I'm just saying.
Matt's putting out the energy. Blood is on his hands.
If someone dies while listening to this episode specifically, yeah, blood's on my hands. I'll take that.
You heard it here. Matt's accepting his fate and pleading guilty.
And your fate.
Not yours.
Just, you know, your fate. You got it.
All right.
You think next week's episode will be better than this one? I'm going to say no.
All right. Next week, we'll do like a 20-minute episode. We'll do just the LEC games. We'll both watch them. We'll do the LEC games, and that's it.
That's a tall order.
Mm-hmm.
I think we can.
I know. Watching those games is going to be tough.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I'm thinking Monday. Happy Labor Day, everybody. Yeah. I'm thinking Monday.
Man, that's work. I'm not working on Labor Day.
What do you mean? I'm going to be laying in bed.
Yeah, bro. Watching LEC, though, that's a chore.
Ugh.
I think it'd be funny if, like, for the end of the episode, I just, like, disconnected from Discord and it had the noise, but...
Ba-doop.
I know. Unfortunately...
Does it do it?
It doesn't do it. It didn't do it when you did it either. He just left. No one even saw it. They won't ever know. I mean, they know because I said so, but...
I wonder if there's, like, a...
It's a setting in my settings. I'll have to finagle with it, but I turned it off because of, you know, that reason, so... Anyways, yeah. Oh, hang on, I'm on the clock. Last pick of the pod. We're picking Jalen Hyatt. All right,
big.
That's it. Adios. That's Matt. I'm Dan. We are losers. You are possibly still alive. The end.
Yeah, wait.
Oh.
You didn't end it, did you?
I didn't end it.
I want to put something at the very end for Adam, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, mashallah, bro.
Mashalungus, brother.
Marshala.
Enchilada, bro.
Enchilada, brother.
He's in his car right now saying some shit.
I hope when he heard me say mashallah, brother, first time, he was like, mashallah, bro.
Bro, mashallah.
Bro, mashallah. Anyway, that's it. Bye.
Also.
Oh, one more thing?
Nah, never mind.
Okay, that's it. Mashallah, bro.